AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Marco Rubio chose a Miami immigrant landmark to launch his bid for the presidency.
First-term Senator Marco Rubio's choice of the Freedom Tower underscored his parents' immigrant struggles and his bid to be the nation's first Hispanic president.
I announce my candidacy for president of the United States.
Rubio took a poke at leading Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday. Yesterday is over.
The generational jab could also apply to Rubio's expected Florida rival, former Governor Jeb Bush, who once was the 43-year-old Rubio's political mentor. Tony Winton, Miami.
Hillary Rodham Clinton will begin raising money to pay for her second bid for the White House the same way she plans to start campaigning. Small. Initial appeals will be for small dollar donations collected over the internet. Center for Responsive Politics Executive Director Sheila Krumholz says it's likely super PACs and opposing candidates will spend big attacking Clinton.
We don't really know how high the numbers will go, but we've never seen an election get cheaper. And if those dollar ranges, we're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars in ads attacking the Clinton campaign, is totally realistic.
A federal judge has sentenced former Blackwater security guard Nicholas Slatin to life in prison, three others to 30-year terms, for their roles in a 2007 shooting that killed 14 Iraqi civilians. Attorney Brian Heberlich says the 30 years for his client, Paul Slough, and two others is a victory of sorts.
We have very mixed feelings about what went on in court. On the one hand, the judge imposed the minimum sentence that he could have imposed under the law.
A judge in Phoenix threw the book at Jodi Arias, sentencing her to life in prison for killing her ex-boyfriend. No possibility of parole. This is AP Radio News. Officials say former NFL running back Lawrence Phillips is suspected of killing his cellmate in a Central California prison. The cellmate at Kern Valley State Prison found lifeless early Saturday. Phillips is serving a sentence of more than 31 years. An airport worker who fell asleep and found himself trapped in a plane's cargo hold forced an LA-bound Alaska Airlines flight to return to Seattle Monday afternoon. The pilot turned around after hearing banging from down below. The founder of Austin City Limits, who helped propel the public television show into a mecca from music's biggest influences, has died. Bill Arhos was 80. Lyle Lovett, back in 2000, says he loves the show and appearing on it.
The first time was an especially big deal for me because I'd gotten to be friends with a lot of the crew on the show, and I think just badgered them into finally putting me on the show.
Arhos' death was announced Monday by the show, which is now in its 41st season. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.